I read it, read the whole thing, loved it, and was like, oh, yeah, order them up. Let's do it.
What was it about this one that really did it for you?
I think just getting to the end and thinking, oh, that was fun. Just made it feel right.
Yeah. You're excited for the audience to have that same, oh.
Yeah.
What's it been like to work with the actors over a couple of months and see them sort of develop their characters? I'm thinking specifically of the seven dwarves and the fact that they are not the typical seven dwarves. How do people kind of go about getting into their characters and figuring out how exactly they're going to play it?
Well, it's been really fun to watch everyone. One thing that I love seeing the actors who pull out certain costume pieces and that, okay, let me give you an example. Ryan Mumby plays the part of Rowdy.
Rowdy is the rock and roll dwarf.
Early on in our practice, Ryan decided, I got to wear a wig and a bandana. Uh-huh. Of course. And maybe a cutoff shirt or something. So to see him wear that wig and bandana every practice so he could get into his part was hilarious and fun.
So he's not just wearing it for dress rehearsal.
Oh, no.
You guys wear your costumes long before dress rehearsal just to sort of channel the character?
Not everyone, but yes.
Okay.
Another example would be Wordy. I don't know if you noticed, but he has this ridiculously long feather on his hat.
His feather is more than a foot tall.
When we found that, as we were digging through costumes, he was like, yep, that's it. And so
that just matched with the Shakespearean poet vibe of Wordy the dwarf.
Yes. So he's been wearing that and his shirt. I think that others, maybe it took a little bit longer to get there. But I think that now that we're closer to the show, and I do encourage costumes as much as possible, it does help get into your character. Learning lines is hard, especially there are speeches in this play. There are some parts where it is a long speech, and that is very difficult to do as an actor. And now that everybody's learning their lines, I've seen a lot of the character come out.
So you've been directing for a few seasons now, working with these actors. You know, there's a group of people who keep coming back to the Mummers over and over. What brings them back, do you think?
I think what brings people back is that we get to take time out of our day, whatever that day looks like, to create and to become a character that is nothing like us. It's a time where we can kind of leave everything at the door and come in and be silly and be somebody else, to entertain other people in the community who in the same way are coming in to sort of have fun for a couple hours.